您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Reports of a girl being harassed on a Changsha bus aroused public anger as after the girl cried out for help, the bus driver teased her instead of assisting her to catch the perpetrator. However, the question to all angry netizens is, would you have helped the girl if you had been on the bus? 最近一位长沙女孩呢在公交车上遭遇了色狼，最让女孩心寒的是期间她多次求助了公交司机，但是公交司机并没有帮忙，反而还嘲笑她。 So yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's take a look at what happened, all right?So it was an evening, a Saturday evening earlier this month. The girl took the bus to go back home. The bus was crowded. Then there was a man aged about 40 standing beside her. And then all of a sudden, well, I think all we need to say is that the man engaged in a disgusting act. Okay. Now, it was probably the most disgusting act that you could imagine, okay, that the man could perform on the bus. Anyway, so he did that. The girl reacted quickly. She called 110. She told the bus driver that she had been harassed and the bus needed to be stopped. So, the question is, what happened next?
Yeah, and that's the part that really surprised me, because the driver actually said that, that there was no...clothing being, you know, taken off. So how could this have happened, as it doesn't categorize as harassment for the driver? And that's outrageous. And also the driver refuses to do anything else. And he later on even opened the door of the bus because he was afraid that, you know, people would not be happy to stay in a closed bus and...basically let the perpetrator go away. And when you look at the passenger's response, nobody seemed to act to help the girl, and they just murmured, and some people demanded to get off the bus. So in general, it just seems like a very cold atmosphere and a terrible situation to be in.
Yeah, I think we should give a little more information about what actually happened. We can say that the man was pleasuring himself, I think is a polite way of saying it, and that some of his, well, what can we call it, genetic material found its way onto the girl's leg. All right, so a disgusting thing to happen. Her young is looking suitably disgusted just by that very mild description of it, and quite rightly too. And the bus driver didn't seem interested. He just made a teasing remark to the girl. She called the police, didn't she?
Mm. Yeah, she did.
So basically, I think the girl acted pretty bravely. She did everything she could have done to protect herself. She even, you know, got into a tangle with that guy, trying to prevent him from getting off the bus. Because she got no extra help, then the guy still, you know, ran away somehow.
Yes.
So...I mean, the question is, you know, after everybody heard the story, they were enraged. There were a lot of things as to how could this have happened? What a bad driver or something. What bad passengers. But the question really, as I asked before introducing the topic, is, you know, what could you have done, you know, if you were in such a situation?
You're assuming that everybody saw exactly what happened from start to finish, and that's never the case. So many of the passengers may have seen nothing. Some of them may have only...noticed when she started screaming, so they didn't really know what had happened. The bus driver's job is to drive the bus, but however, I think the bus driver, surely he does have some responsibility to take action to ensure the sort of harmonious atmosphere on the bus. I mean, I'm in two minds about who should have done what, really. It's hard to say, because the driver, firstly, he's not probably trained in self-defense. Secondly, he's not a policeman. He's a bus driver.
But all he could have done is not open the door.
Yes.
He does not need to catch that guy.
I think this is the solution that he should have done. Close the door, not let anybody off the bus, stop the bus with the door closed until the police arrived.
Yes, exactly.
And I think that's what he should have done.
Mm. Instead of teasing her and sort of shaming her and making this woman feel... really bad about herself when she, like Xiaohua said, did everything she could to catch that perpetrator at the time. Yeah. And the driver just let him go away. That's just very hard to imagine, because I remember earlier I've seen repeatedly in the news when there's a thief caught in a bus. Usually, you know, the driver bravely keeps the door shut. There's not much else you need to do. And then, you know, and people sort of cooperate. And, you know, the easiest thing you can do is not let the bad guy go away. But here, that wasn't even done. And I think underlying might still be the sentiment that this terrible thing happened to this girl, and somehow it is her fault to some extent. Well, or there is still some sort of stigma going on. Why doesn't all the other passengers say anything or offer a helping hand?
Well, I mean, I think the answer is that they are on their way somewhere, and they're really not interested. I mean, I'm not saying that's my attitude. I'm saying that this is probably how most people think. Give us a break. We're not interested in this. We just want to get to we didn't get on the bus to solve some dispute between two strangers, and we didn't see half of it.
Okay.
They just want to be on their way. I think that's... Let's take your example of a thief. Say somebody shouted out on the bus that someone just stole my phone, right?
Yeah.
Now, if I was a passenger on the bus, I would not want the bus to be stopped while the police arrive, to be honest. I mean, I'd rather just them solve it themselves. I think this case is actually much more serious than that.
Yeah, it
actually.
Is.
Yeah, but the point remains the same. I mean... Is it the job of the passengers and the bus driver to resolve disputes like this?
This is not about resolving disputes. This is the driver has a responsibility, I think, to keep the basic order on the bus. And this is this is something that he has not upheld. And I think that's the wrongdoing of the driver.
But does he? I mean, is it part of their job to Do they? Is there something written down in the rule book, the regulations, the expectations of the driver's job to what to do in this kind of situation?
Actually, according to the contract law, I mean, this is according to lawyers, when a passenger buys a ticket, a contractual relationship was established between the passenger and the driver, and the driver is obliged to send him or her to the destination safely. So basically, the driver does have a responsibility to ensure passenger's safety during the trip. And to make sure that they get to their station.
Well, there we are. In that case, I think the driver should have closed the doors and waited for the police to arrive.
Exactly.
Yeah, and also I think maybe we need to talk a little bit about what the passengers should do, because I think more often than not, we will face a situation as the passenger, the bystander, and you are maybe not the one that's directly involved. I think this is not something as simple as solving disputes, you know, on the way from dot A to B, but this is crime we're talking about.
If a passenger restrained another passenger because someone had said they stole their phone, and then it turned out they didn't steal their phone, that passenger could be in serious trouble themselves.
And it's exactly logic like that stops people from helping.
Well,
and
I know.
It's not a good mentality.
Well, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying this is a possibility. And most people, and I'm not, and who knows what we would all have done individually in the situation, I don't know. But the fact is that most people don't want to take that risk of disrupting their journey by getting involved in a problem that's not their problem directly. I'm just telling you how people think.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you for being so honest.
Me.
No, I'm not. I mean, thank you so much for being
so most people think.
So honest about this, but I think maybe I don't have the physical strength to stop a perpetrator like that, but I would definitely not sit there quietly. I would probably shout with the girl saying that Silong is here, you know, like pervert, you know, you're not going anywhere. And I would want to like look at his face as clearly as possible and try to memorize it. Maybe I don't have the physical strength to beat someone up, but I will not just sit there and do nothing.
But you're assuming you would have seen the whole incident from start to finish and know exactly what the facts
were. But the thing is,
which you probably wouldn't.
The common sense is that no girl would draw this kind of unwanted attention on oneself.
True.
So if she's shouted and called the police about this, then I would like to give her the benefit of the doubt, or I would trust her at the moment that I would want to assist her in whatever way I can.
Yeah, I think it's right. And it's that kind of attitude from He Yan that we do want in terms of stopping sexual harassment. Because
yes.
What we know from sexual harassment in public places are two points. One, it's very common. I think 70% of girls in a survey said that they have been touched by a male stranger on a public transport. And the second thing is most people stay silent. Even the victims themselves stay silent.
Yeah. Look, can we look at that statistic objectively? 70% of women say they've been touched by a stranger.
In public, I mean, yeah.
I can tell you that I have also been accidentally touched by a stranger. I think, well, it's true. I mean,
well, you get accidentally touched by strangers
sexual
all the time.
No, not at all. I'm just saying that I think we can't assume that in every case it's deliberate. I mean, because I think everyone is occasionally, like, bumped into by somebody. That yes, there are very clear-cut cases of sexual harassment, you know, that I think should be prosecuted. But that we can't just go on a vague statistic like that, I think.
Well, again, I think, you know, as a girl and as someone who has actually experienced a very similar case with what the girl had did, the girl will know it when she is being touched inappropriately versus, you know, in a crowded bus. But again, one of our listeners, Wei Enhui, said that, you know, on a bus it's very crowded. It's possible that nobody saw clearly what happened and people had their own agendas in mind, and that might have prevented people from, you know, crying for help or just go to the girl's help.